CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari on demand. Welcome to another week, Ari.
Happy Monday. By the way, I totally forgot we did Monday meditation until this morning. And I was like, yes, needed that in my life.
That's coming up on today's show. We also caught up with Richard Welsh. He's the race director of the Burnie 10 because we're going to do it.
Yes, today marks day one of getting ready for the Burnie. Plus, it's really bad weather outside, so like maybe tomorrow will be day one.
Yeah, but I like the treadmill to get my cardio, my heart working. I might just go to the treadmill inside in the gym.
Yeah, but what gym are you at?
Zap.
Oh, do you actually have a Zap membership?
Yeah, still have it from Hobart.
I thought that was all lies.
Why do you think I'm lying?
I don't know. I just can't picture you at the gym.
Yeah, this is proof.
Oh, my God, yeah, show me the tag.
Got the fob.
Oh, my God, you do have the tag.
See? I can get in any time.
Oh, you can.
For a quick workout.
But we don't go to the same gym. How are we going to train together?
Well, if we train together, I'll vomit and you'll tell everyone. What else did we do on today's show? We caught up with Brent Costello. I told him all about Mitch Robinson from the Brisbane Lions, what he did to me at school.
Oh, the deed's there.
Yeah. And what else?
I actually can't remember.
Regular competitions were involved.
I'm zoning out. I'm too hungry.
We were chatting about nicknames. Oh, how could we forget? We announced the winner of CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Oh, yeah. So listen in to find out who won.
Here it is.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
You really get into that weather, don't you?
Oh, I love a current temp. I can't believe it's 10 degrees in Stanley right now and in Cradle Mountain it's zero though.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I'm refreshing the page. That's what it says.
It's got to be to do with where the sun rises or something, right? And also Cradle Mountain's higher altitude.
Yeah, but like 10 degrees in Stanley right now? Surely not.
Simple science. It's simple math.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on a Monday too, which means
Monday meditation.
I totally need this today, Adam. I'm so ready.
Really? Why do you need it?
Because it's Monday.
Right, today I reckon we'll focus on the bills.
Oh, yes.
And a brook. So, right, we're going to go to a brook in our minds, right? A brook, you know, like a body of water.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to a brook with our bills, metaphorically, in our mind. So all the stress of those bills, maybe they're piling up, maybe you're starting to get in debt and you got a credit card bill. We're going to go to the brook mentally. Don't actually go to a brook and put your bills in, but it's more like we're going to get rid of the stress of the bills by metaphorically going to a metaphoric brook and taking our metaphoric bills, putting them in the brook, right? And we're going to watch the bills drift on down that brook. And as they disappear into the distance in this brook, so too does the stress and worry about these bills. So now you don't have to pay them because they're sailing down the brook. Maybe you went a bit overboard with your cash on the weekend with that credit card. Well, don't worry, you don't have to pay it now because we're sending the bills down the brook. Now we take deep breaths as we watch the bills sail on down that brook. Deep breaths. And remember, when you exhale, exhale slowly too. People remember to inhale slowly, but exhale slowly also. Slow exhale. See, don't you feel better? We don't have to pay the bills anymore because we sent them on down the brook. And we've breathed slowly, so extra oxygen.
And we're ready for Monday.
We're ready for Monday with a clean slate, debt-free.
Feels pretty good, to be honest.
There we go. CFM. We're on Facebook at CFM Tasmania. Today we want to know what your nicknames are and how many you got.
Yeah, because Ads, I've given you quite a few since you started in February.
Yeah.
Before you walked through the door, I was like, I'm going to call this dude Davo.
That's a classic. I got that a lot growing up. Davo's a pretty common one for me.
Yeah.
I see on the Facebook post you've written Azza. I've never been called Azza in my life.
No, that's me.
You're Azza, right.
Yeah. No, at school I got called Azza.
Little Mermaid, I'm guessing, because Ariel.
Yeah, Little Mermaid, Little M, Ariella Bellicella. But I didn't write that one because it's not really, like, short.
Yeah, and of course, Ari. I've also got, yeah.
Your favourite one, I think, is Chucky.
Chucky, yeah.
From the time that we went to the gym and you didn't handle yourself very well.
Yeah.
It's probably my favourite nickname. But now it's Ads because Chucky's too long.
Mm. I've also had D-Man.
D-Man!
Yeah. Mostly
oh,
people,
here's D-Man.
Mostly people being ironic, calling me that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or Adam Dude. So there's some Americans that know me as Adam Dude because that's was my internet handle on like internet web forums.
Okay. Yeah. Like MSN as well.
I really like Adam Dude. MSN. Yeah.
So strange.
Our boss Jerry has got a few. He's got Jellyfish. What else does he have?
Yeah, Jerry. Jellyfish.
Jizzle.
Yeah,
Jizzle's
that's
a good
it.
One. Hit music. CFM. Ari, can I just ask a logical question at this point?
Yeah, sure.
What the hell is ISIS-K? Where have they come from?
I have no idea what
Everyone's
you're talking about.
Everyone's talking about ISIS-K all of a sudden. Is it like the new ISIS-S?
I don't know.
ISIS 2.0? I can't believe it's not ISIS.
I actually have no idea.
Oh, okay.
None. Zero comments on that.
Trivia trial.
Okay, Adam has a very exciting question to ask you today. If you know the answer, give us a call on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It is all thanks to Jensen Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's heater. Adam, the question today
is, which band over the weekend celebrated the 30th anniversary of their debut album, 10? Which band?
Personally, I'd have no idea, but it is Adam's favourite band.
It was also the 25th anniversary of their fourth album, No Code.
Well, typical you to know all the stats and facts about this particular band.
Yeah. Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. Michael from Burnie on the line to answer a trivia question. Also, Michael, we're just asking people today, what's your nickname?
Mick.
Mick.
Yep.
So we should say Mick's on the line to answer the question. Which band was it that celebrated the 30th anniversary of their debut album called 10?
Pearl Jam.
That's my boy, Mick. Good job.
No worries. Cheers.
Congratulations, Mick. You're in the draw to win $150 voucher spent at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey, Mick, are you a fan of Pearl Jam?
Oh, I was when I was a bit younger. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Might be time to revisit, maybe.
Maybe.
It is Adam's absolute favourite on his weekends. That's all he does is watch Pearl Jam DVDs and videos.
I did. do that this weekend.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
30th of August today, Ari. Why don't we have a look at it? Why don't we stop for a sec? Step back in time. On this day in 1835, Melbourne was settled by a party of free settlers from Van Diemen's Land.
Van Diemen's is Dutch, I'm pretty sure, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, Van Diemen's Land being Tasmania.
Yeah.
So a bunch
I think
of
Van Diemen himself is Dutch, though.
Yeah, but did you know a bunch of Tasmanians settled Melbourne?
No.
Free settlers as well. It's probably why Melburnians have that fancy accent. You know how your native Adelaide, they talk fancy because they're free settlers? Grant.
We don't. Yeah, okay, we sort of do talk fancy.
I have a plant. I got a government grant for this plant.
At least you don't say Peel.
Peel, like the Queenslanders. But Melbourne, they talk a bit fancy, don't they? I'm from Melbourne. Well, it's probably because they're free settlers as well.
That's
fancy. Fun. Ooh, la-dee-da.
There we go.
On this day in 1901, the vacuum cleaner was first patented. An English invention. The English come up with it.
How about the Dyson? I love my Dyson vacuum.
The Dyson came a bit later. Wasn't in 1901 that we got the Dyson, but a bit later we had that.
Actually, you know you're an adult when you froth a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Got a new Bissell one. Yeah, Thank you, I'm in Norman. Yeah. Wow, that thing is amazing. It's got lights on the front of it too, so you can see where all the dust is. Hashtag adulting.
You truly are approaching 30.
Yeah.
On this day in 1920, the world's first radio news program was broadcast in Detroit, Michigan, which paved the way, of course, for the dog news we know and love today.
Oh, bless. Love the dog news.
Yeah, of course. On this day in 2010, Alan, a.k.a. Spider-Man Robert, was arrested after climbing the 57-story Lumiere building in Sydney. You have a listen to this.
The Spider-Man. He struck again today, scaling one of our skyscrapers with his bare hands. It looks spectacular, but the police aren't too impressed.
You were arrested here and charged with putting others at risk. Were you putting others at risk?
Well, maybe this is how I get charged, but I am considering that I don't put anybody at risk.
He's scaled the side of a building with his bare hands.
With no equipment. He does it around the world, but he did it in Sydney.
Sorry, how?
Just by being a bit of a maniac.
Like what sort of building? Like a brick building or one with just like glass windows all the way up? Because how do you climb up a glass window?
Well, it was a brick building from memory of the clip, but it was a big skyscraper. It was a huge building, 57 stories.
For some odd reason, I just pictured him trying to climb up glass and I was like, surely that's like impossible.
Well, he's the Spider-Man.
The real-life Spider-Man.
And on this day in 2015, Wes Craven died. You know him?
No.
Did the Scream films?
Like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favourite scary movie?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You know that?
Yeah, I know it from Scary Movie, though. Sorry.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
He did that. Hills Have Eyes?
Yep.
Yeah, they're all him. But Scream's his best work. You got to watch Scream.
Scary Movie is pretty good too.
Nah.
Take my strong hand, child.
I think that those films are considered the worst films of all time.
I love them. They're so funny.
All right, so Ari and I have decided we are doing the Bernie 10 this year. And we're ill-prepared because we're just a couple of civilians. So we've got on the line Richard Welsh. He's the race director. He also used to be a runner. So hopefully, Richard, you can give some tips. Should we be training right now? I mean, it's in October. We've done nothing so far.
Well, look, the first step of signing up is a well-done and well-deserved one. So pat on the back for doing that. But now the hard work begins because, yes, you should probably prepare yourself. And the best way to be a better runner is to run some more. So I would definitely start doing some running now, guys.
So can you can walk though, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, it's the Bernie 10, and it's do 10Ks or 5Ks any way you want to do it. So if you want to get pushed in a pram, if you want to stand on the start line next to athletes like Stuart McSwain, try and run it as fast as you can. If you want to run down the hill and get to the highway and get around the corner and have a little walk where no one's watching, that's okay as well. It's not the Olympics. It's okay.
Have a cheeky walk when no one's watching. I love it.
I think Ariel and I, though, we like to push ourselves. I reckon we'll try and run as much as we can. So we should start running soon. What about diet? Because Ari's talking about having some bacon and eggs this morning. Are we allowed to do that? I mean, some people are for fatty foods, some not these days, keto and all that. What should we be eating?
Oh, it's a really good question. And if you've got particular dietary influences about yourself, then probably go and see a nutritionist. But the healthy thing is to have something balanced, have more stuff that comes out of the ground than not, and avoid going to get anything in a greasy bag from the takeaway shop is a bit of a devil. Anything processed and stuff like that, it just does nothing good for you, you know. So try and eat as much natural food as you can, and stuff that you think is healthy is probably the best start. If you want better advice on that, then go and see a nutritionist. Don't read stuff on Facebook and find out what the latest craze is. But I have a question for you guys, and we get this a lot in fun runs. Is it a rivalry between the two of you? Because we find that there's two goals that people have in fun runs. It's the time that they do, but it's also beating someone that's close to them.
To be honest, I'm not competitive at all when it comes to sport. I'm more just there for the lols.
I don't know.
For the quality content.
She says that's her words, but her actions speak otherwise. I reckon she's going to love it if she beats me. She always brings up the time, because we did a Feb Fit thing and we went to the gym very early in the morning together for a few weeks, and I vomited, and she likes to bring that up. She loved it.
It was pretty funny.
So you're around the bottom corner, right? You're coming into the finishing straight. You've just got to run up the hill, and you run together the whole way. You're side by side. You go past Maccas. You look at each other.
I'll be a Maccas.
Up the hill or what?
There will be. It will be competitive, Ari. Come on, don't lie.
I have been known though in like runs and everything to push friends up hills. So I might just push you up the hill and let you cross the line. Yeah. Or maybe I'll just run straight to McDonald's. Who knows?
This is the really good thing about fun runs, is that you can have little challenges within the overall challenges. So we know that when we fly the starters gun, there's only a handful of people who can win and take line honours. But then it's all those little battles along the way. And the emotion that people have as they cross the finish line is they've done a couple of months of hard training. And hopefully we'll be welcoming the two of you side by side at the finish line on the corner of Wilson and Catley Street on October 24th.
Yeah, let's hope so. And a question, so when you start off, do you think it would be better for us to sprint as fast as possible at the beginning or to pace it?
Look, you go downhill for about 400 metres to kick off with, and then you turn left and it's pretty much dead flat for the next 4.5K. So I would absolutely hold back to begin with, because okay. You've already got the buzz of, you know, we'll have the national anthem and fire the gun and everyone will be all pumped up and jazzed and thousands of people will take off downhill, and the biggest mistake you can make is to run fast at the start, because it's still a fair bit to go.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm guessing there's no pets allowed, no walking dogs on the course?
Guide dogs? Yeah, if you need a guide dog, then you're welcome to have them. We just ask that you like the prams that you start at the rear and don't get in the way of other people. But yeah, guide dogs are fine.
Yep, and another question, like let's just say, you know, maybe I had like an electronic scooter. To win,
you that's can't probably do that.
Just kidding. I know that's a definite no-go zone.
We will be live streaming it, which means we'll be keeping a close eye on all the leaders. So if we did happen to notice someone jumps on a scooter going 30k an hour, you would not receive the prize money. No,
I don't even need the prize money. just
the
win.
Glory. Yeah.
Oh, radio pays well these days.
Did you hear what she said? Though she just wants to win. See, she's just said she wasn't competitive.
Just competitive, no, that's good. Competitive with one another, competitive against your friends, against the clock, but enjoy getting out. Try and run every second day, and if you can't get out for a run, get out for a walk. If all you've got is 20 minutes of spare time, then 20-minute run is better than no run at all. So just do a little bit more than what you've been doing, but don't overdo it early. The other guide I'd give you is play the 10% rule. So don't do 10%, any more than 10% of what you did last week. So tread carefully. You've still got 2 months. This is good timing. I'm impressed, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Ready to get fit.
Thanks so much for the advice. We need it because we're just a couple of civilians. That's Richard Welsh, race director of the Burnie 10, also a runner himself, or a former runner. Entries are now open for Sunday, October the 24th for the Burnie 10. More
info. Burnie10.com.au. There's also a training and nutritional plan up there, Adam. So we're going to have to print a couple of those out and pop them in the office, maybe on the fridge.
Yeah. Hit music. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. All right, Ari. This weekend, the Northern Territory local government elections were held.
Yeah.
Elections, results of the election won't be known until around September the 10th.
Mm.
Among the many candidates was Butters, a West Highland Terrier cross, who is campaigning to become mayor of both Darwin and Palmerston.
Palmerston.
Palmerston, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
And he also wants to be president of Coomalee Shire?
Not sure.
Coomalee Shire, it looks like.
Okay.
Campaign manager Will Baldwin.
Is that his owner?
A nine-year-old from Bachelor. Says his pet dog is promising free ice cream, more pocket money, free slushies, and no more homework.
That sounds pretty good.
Will said he's got a heart of gold. He's smart, loyal, well-behaved, and better than human candidates.
I hope he wins.
It's not the first time a dog has run for mayor in the area. There are not many top enders, apparently, who haven't heard of Scrumpy, the Jack Russell Terrier. Scrumpy campaigned for Darwin and Palmerston mayor in 2017, and somehow posthumously for federal parliament in 2019.
Oh my God,
so Apparently, dogs can run for federal parliament, but you can also run for federal parliament after you're dead.
That doesn't make any sense. No. Like, that makes less sense than a dog running. I know.
It helped that his former owner, this is the Jack Russell Scrumpy.
Yeah.
It helped that his former owner, Dad, also ran a sign manufacturing business.
Oh,
to pump the signs
my
out.
God. Yeah.
Deb said it started because all the candidates were useless. Every customer was whinging about them all. And I agreed and said my dog could do a better job. So she printed us some signs off. So that was Scrumpy. There have been many, many cases of dog and cat mayors in the United States, by the way.
That does not surprise me at all.
Now, we won't know if Butters has been elected for the position until around the 10th of September.
Do you think Santiago could become the mayor of Devonport?
Well, we should do it next... I don't know.
Move over and never
Annette the won't be
Santiago's
happy.
On a way to fame.
There's Butters' little sign.
Oh, my God. Bless. How cute. So photogenic.
What does it say on the bottom there?
Four mayor, barking for success, eating homework since 2015.
So good luck, Butters.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog.
And that's the dog news, Ari.
Bless.
Dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Song, 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 snag.
Adam has snagged a song for you this happy Monday. Hopefully it's not too hard this morning because my brain personally isn't quite working just yet. But if you know it, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on Westella, which will be drawn out on Prize Giving Friday. It's making my mouth drool. I'm hungry.
Yeah, you haven't eaten yet, have you?
All right, give us a snag song, Adam.
All righty. If you can identify this song, give us a buzz at 1-300-655-922 to go into the draw for those waffles. Ooh, ooh, bit extra.
There was a little bit.
Song, 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 snag.
1-300-655-922, Ange from Devonport on the line to identify this track. What do you think it is, Ange?
Are you
gonna
be my girl,
Budget? I said, are you gonna be my girl?
You got it, Ange. Nice one. Thanks. You're in the draw for waffles for two from Windows on Westella.
Thanks, buddy.
Pearl Jam's daughter, of course.
Your beloved Pearl Jam. And on that note, Adam, what did you do all weekend? I'm gonna guess you watched Pearl Jam DVDs back-to-back.
Well, I watched the footy. No, I only watched... So Pearl Jam released over the weekend onto the internet to stream video of a concert from back in 2014 when they played the entire No Code album start to finish because it was not only the first album, Ten's 30th anniversary, but No Code was released on the same day, their fourth album, in 1996. So sitting back listening to that. It's a bit of a weirder album. It's more more my style, but not
you are
as
a bit strange.
Not as important. Plus I watched the footy, but that's it. I took it easy, stayed home. It was a bit wet, but also like last weekend hit it too hard. I'm 30 now, I'm basically a geriatric. So what did you do?
I was a housewife this weekend. Mm. I actually did 7 loads of washing just yesterday.
Seven.
Pretty impressed with myself, not going to lie. I did use my vacuum cleaner, pretty stoked with the lights on it, vacuumed under the bed, all sorts. I did the lawns on Saturday.
You are so ready for 30.
Got a blister on my hand from mowing the lawns because there was a pin is out, like has fallen out from like one side of the lawnmower, so I really had to hold the other side in so it wouldn't go too cray-cray. And we put security cameras up too so we could watch Santi when we're at work.
Yeah, interesting. You were telling me off-air that your partner, Dill, was talking to you through the camera or something?
Yeah, so he was at work yesterday and I was cleaning up and everything and went outside to the bins and stuff and someone was talking to me. I was like, well, who's it?
Spooky. Who's it?
But yeah, I was like, oh, hey, babe.
And he was at work talking to you through the camera.
Because you get notifications like when it detects something moving.
Yeah.
And you can talk. So if someone's like coming to steal your stuff, you'd be like, mate, get gone. Get gone, shoot.
And you can check in on your dog, Santi.
Yeah, and it also means we can be like, darling. darling.
You could talk to Santi through the camera like,
Go get your toy. Get your toy.
Come here, come to the camera.
I just need one that gives her treats now.
A treat dispenser.
Yeah, they do have them.
that can attach to the camera, or
well,
there's a separate...
Well, I mean, it'll be a separate camera. I don't think this company has one for dogs, but you can get one for dogs and you can talk to it and then you drop a treat in the bowl.
Yeah.
But they're, like, quite expensive.
You never have to go home again then. You can sleep on cardboard boxes here at the station every night.
No, thank you.
Feed the dog by remote. All right, we've got news next. Then we're going to catch up with Brent Costello about all things sports. I am happy, Ari, speaking of watching the footy on the weekend. As a Melbourne Demons supporter, I've waited my whole life for a season like this.
Proud of you.
Thank you. It's all me.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Alrighty, we have him on the phone again, Brent Costello of Win News, to talk all things sports. I suppose we can start with the Paralympics. That's kicked off now, hasn't it?
Yeah, well and truly, Adam, actually. Yeah, Australia have won the 36 medals so far, 8 gold, 15 silver and 13 bronze. So a pretty good start. We're 8th on the medal tally. China out in front with 104 medals, 46 of those golds. So they're going to take some beating. But if we look at our medals so far, swimming's where we've got the most with 19, 4 gold, 6 silver and 9 bronze. Track cycling's been pretty good for us as well with the 3 gold medals there, 1 in athletics as well. So pretty good start for the Australian team, there's no doubt about that. We saw Alex Viney, who's one of our Tassie rollers, in action over the weekend. She made her way through to the final, which was fantastic. We've got a couple more Tassie athletes to come too over the next week or so. Dion Kenzie in the 1500 metres athletics, and also Todd Hodgetts, who's one of our shot putters. So can't wait to see those guys in action.
Yeah, it's amazing, the Paralympics. Some of these people that manage to, while missing a limb or with a disability, manage to play the sport, but not only that, play it at a Paralympic level. Like, I saw a fellow from Egypt playing table tennis with his mouth. Like, just to do that on its own is amazing, but to do it at a Paralympic level, amazing stories of overcoming adversity, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. Some of the vision out of Tokyo has been extraordinary, hasn't it? So, yeah, just full of admiration for everyone involved over there. No doubt there's different stories for each person and how they've risen their way to the top, and very inspirational indeed.
Yeah, for sure.
There is also a lot of talk at the moment on social media that the Paralympic, if you become a gold medalist, you get no cash reward for Australians.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, look, I'm not sure what you get for the Olympic Games, but it certainly opens the door for some wonderful endorsements, doesn't it? We've seen Ariane Titmus and her involvement with places like Harvey Norman, and that was well before the Olympics started, so no doubt she's got offers coming in left, right and centre now. So hopefully they go down that line too for some of our Paralympians, because they absolutely deserve it. There's no doubt about that.
Until that story that you mentioned, Ari, I didn't know that Olympians got anything, but apparently they do get paid.
I think 20,000 per gold medal. It's trending on social.
Different for different countries. So I know the UK, they don't get anything, but apparently Australians, 20 grand is what I read.
New Zealand also has zero for Olympians and Paralympians as well.
Mm.
Yeah, interesting fact.
And obviously plenty happening in the AFL finals time.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be in Launceston for both games on the weekend. Historic for Tasmanian football for many reasons, but yeah, they have two finals in our home state over the last couple of days. It's been absolutely awesome. The first one on Saturday was an absolute thriller between GWS and Sydney, 1 point in an elimination final. Wow. Doesn't get any tighter than that than when your season's on the line, does it? So really disappointing for Sydney. They had their chances to win the game, but they just couldn't get it through the goals in the last quarter. Had plenty of shots on goal, but couldn't quite get the job done. Big story out of that game is Toby Green, of course, and making contact with the field umpire at three-quarter time. That's going to be a big talking point. I'll work with him, sent directly to the tribunal to contest that charge. So that'll be a huge story as the week progresses. And then yesterday, probably the biggest game we've ever had in Tasmania, to be honest. Saturday's was big, but yesterday featured two Victorian clubs, well-supported clubs too. Saying that, it was probably a 70% crowd with Essendon yesterday, the 10,000 that were allowed into Utah Stadium, and the Western Bulldogs. It was a pretty tight first half, but the Doggies put their foot down after half-time, kept Essendon pretty much scoreless in the second half, or goalless anyway, and they got the job done by 49. The Western Bulldogs progress to week 2 of the finals. They take on Brisbane at the Gabba now in a semi-final. In the other semi, it'll be Geelong and GWS over in Perth. So, yeah, plenty to like about the footy at the moment, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
You could say the Bulldogs let the dogs out. Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, good, Ari. Very, very good. Yeah. Brent, yeah, and I'm very happy as a D supporter. It was extra good because I got to, like, Mitch Robinson was shown on the screen. He went to my high school. Let me tell you about this Mitch guy.
Oh, here
when
we
I was,
go.
When I was in high school, me and the lads, we were playing four square. Mitch Robinson came over, took our ball and said, how much money are you going to pay me to give it back? We didn't give him any money, so he threw it over the fence, Brent. You can tell him on Win News if you want. Tell that story.
Is that right? That doesn't surprise me, Robbo. He's a different cat, isn't he? But, yeah, I've always got on pretty well with Robbo. But that does not shock me at all, that story, either, at the same time.
Thanks so much, Brent, and we'll catch up again next week.
Sounds good, guys.
Cheers,
thanks,
mate.
Brent.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Word sandwich.
More.
New week, new phone, new haircut. Who's this? A new prize for Word Sanger, Adam.
Who dis? It's pronounced. Thanks.
Sorry. Anyway, super excited. We do have a new prize for Word Sandwich. From this week onwards, you could be winning a $50 voucher to spend at McCarthy's Bread Lounge. They have just launched in Ulverston next to the post office. Drove past the weekend. It was pretty flat out. It was pumping. There was balloons everywhere as well. So for your Word Sandwich today, Thea will give you two words. You've got to guess the word that goes in the middle. If you know it, call us on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, we'll chuck you in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at McCarthy's Bread Lounge.
Your words for today are steal and sign.
Steal?
Steal and sign.
What goes in the middle of steal and sign?
Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. We have Charlie from Port Sorrel. Thea, give Charlie them words.
Your words for today are steal and sign.
What do you think might go in the middle, Charlie?
Street.
The word for my sandwich is street. Steel street. Street sign.
You know it, Charlie. Good work.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Charlie. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at McCarthy's Bread Lounge.
Thank you.
Hey, you're Charlie. Welcome. Charlie, can I ask, do you have a nickname? We're asking people if they have a nickname today.
Well, my dad calls me Freddy a lot.
Freddy?
Yeah.
Why does he call you Freddy?
I don't know.
Kid music. Music.
All right, CFM's Apple for the Teacher. We had it narrowed down to two teachers across the northwest coast, Mr. Travis Cruz from Devonport Christian School and Mrs. Rachel Atkinson from St. Bridges Catholic School in Wynyard, RE.
She was also known as Miss Honey.
Miss Honey, of course.
Okay, CFM's Apple for the Teacher winner is Travis Cruz from Devonport Christian School. Congratulations, Travis. Mr. Cruz, you'll be walking away with an 11-inch Apple iPad Pro with 128 gigabytes. And I know the students in the class are definitely excited about this because each student, up to 25 students in that class, will receive a pair of Apple AirPods.
I know Mr. Cruz is going to be loving the iPad too because he's a gadget type of guy, yeah. Gizmos and gadgets. He loves his VRs and his drones.
Now, I'm pretty sure they'll be able to set it up, I think, the VR so you can see it from the iPad. So the person playing on the VR, you'll be able to see what they're doing through the iPad.
He's going to have some fun times with that iPad.
I really hope that iPad stays in that classroom with those kids too.
Are we going to go visit him?
Yes, we are. We're going to hook it up. We'll come and see you and we will bring all the goodies with us as well. So a huge congratulations, Mr. Cruz. And thank you so much for everyone for supporting our wonderful primary school teachers and who voted. We will have a winner as well for the $1,000 IGA Tasmania gift card too. That will be announced later on today. It's CFM's Apple for the Teacher, all thanks to Harvey Norman, Devonport, Hampton Peters Real Estate and IGA Tasmania, helping fill lunchboxes across our state.
All right, Mr. Cruz, you better get that VR and the drone ready.
Celebration.
I want to play on them.
Yeah, Adam wants to test it out.
I've never played it with a drone or a VR.
Yeah. So maybe we'll go there for Tech Tuesday tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a thought. Bare Naked Ladies on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Speaking of bare naked ladies.
Breast screening's back. Oh, yeah.
Yes, the breast screen bus is in Burnie right up till the 1st of October. So, you know, speaking of bare naked ladies, lob them out.
Don't lob them out before you get to the bus. Like, wait till you're in the appointment and then you can, you know, pop. pop a boob.
Yeah, let's keep it decent, please. Wait till you're in the bus, but it's free. You just need to book an appointment at 13 2050. It's located at the Burnie Civic Centre car park on Wilmot Street. Free right up till October.
We love free stuff, don't we? Yeah. Anything that's free, we are keen. Yeah. I better go get my baby's breasted. I can't even speak.
She's ovulating. Sorry, she got babies on the mind. She tells me all about her cycles because she's got an app, so she's ovulating, people. So get in now if you'd like to procreate with Ariel. 13 2050, though, if you want to check your breasts. It's free, so it costs nothing and it could save your life. There you go, Ari. We got it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was today's podcast. It's not really a podcast. On demand. That was today's show. On air. Live. Radio.
Yeah, what is it? A lot of people call them podcasts, these on-demand things. Who knows? What's it called?
Whatever. Something that you listen back to. Cute.
Thanks for listening to it. We'll have another one for you tomorrow.
Is it time for bacon and eggs now? I know that we got told, like, not do bacon and eggs. You know when he was saying, don't eat anything greasy or that gets the paper greasy? All I could think was, like, damn, that sounds so good.
Yeah, well, I've got some bacon in my fridge at home and eggs, so I'll be eating them. Don't worry. We're in this together.
Are you going to cook me breakfast and bring it back into work?
No.
I would like the toast really toasted. We've discussed this.
I don't have any toast, though.
Well, we've got fresh bread. Crisp Masterloaf bacon bread since 1898. 1980 or whatever it is.
I was just going to eat it at home.
When? Now? For lunch?
We've got a meeting and stuff.
Also, side note, yeah. Adam and I, by the way, this wasn't on air, but we discussed this off air. We've sorted out our schedule. So really, we should be eating breakfast between 3 and 4 a.m.
I am, of course.
Breakfast. Yep. A snack at about 6 a.m., which is why I usually get quite hangry around that time. 9 a.m. should be lunch, but we're still on air, so it'd be more like 10. 12 is a snack time, and then like 3 to 4 would be dinner, and then a snack at about 6, and we should be in bed by 7. That's early, but in normal times, it would be 6 a.m. wake up and 10 p.m. go to bed.
Yeah, so I do often have dinner around 3, 4 p.m.
Oh, I get so hungry at 4. I'm like literally in the fridge grabbing everything and then I snack on absolutely everything and then forget to have actual dinner.
And then I get into one of those food comas after dinner and then go to sleep at like 4 p.m.
You do sleep for a very long time.
Yeah, sometimes I really just do sleep.
Way too much sleep.
Feels good, man.
Feels good. Also, yeah, let's go because I'm seriously hungry.
Yeah, bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye.